Hello, welcome to Chapter 14, Sources of Equity Financing. Frankly, I think you'll find this to be a difficult chapter. Maybe that's just because it has a lower level of interest for me. Good subjects, but they may belong better in a finance course, but we're going to cover it briefly here. Mostly, your problem's going to be with the terms, so that's where I intend to focus my efforts. If you look down through the outline, you'll see there are only two test questions. I do expect you to be able to give me both of those. The three types of capital, fixed, working, and growth, all of those are terms, so that will be easy. And the four sources of equity financing, that should be very easy as well. Personal savings, investors, partners, and public stock sale. I feel no guilt or any problem with asking you to name those. But looking down the terms, it becomes a little more problematic, so let's work through this chapter that way. First, let's back up just a minute and think of what we mean by equity financing. The next chapter will be on debt financing. You get money from debt financing means when people loan you the money, then you go into debt, you borrow the money. Equity means value or ownership. So what this means is getting money from those for a share of ownership in the business. If you invested all of your own money, if you didn't have to borrow any to start up your business and run your business, that would be total equity financing, and it would be all your equity. But if you have to sell stock, now you're sharing ownership, but that's still equity financing. So let's start looking at this and think about what these mean for a minute. The first term on the list is layered financing. I want you to think of this as when layered is usually what we have. It's when you obtain financing from multiple sources, not just your own money, not just money borrowed from a bank, but maybe your own money, borrowed money, maybe the investment of others, but different sources. So what is capital? Well, think as capital is any wealth used by a firm to produce more wealth, any wealth to produce more wealth. And that leads us into the three types here, fixed, working, and growth. Fixed capital is what we use to buy fixed assets. It's wealth or money used to buy fixed assets. Working capital is what we use to run the business with. And growth capital is what we use to expand or grow the business. Pretty obvious, I think. Fixed capital for fixed assets, working to work or run the business, and growth to grow or expand the business. Equity capital is financing via ownership, as we said. Let me see if I want to rephrase that. Think of it as your own personal investment of the owners. The problem is you can go get money from others outside, and you don't think of it as personal investment, but they certainly do, and they're now owners. So equity capital is personal investment of the owners. All right, there are companies that do this to try to profit from new companies, and we call them venture capital companies. They invest money in new companies for a share of ownership, hoping to make a profit, make money. IPO, it stands for initial public offering, and it's just that. It's the first offering of stock by a company. An underwriter is an investment banker that helps us to sell stock or helps a company to sell stock. But they are typically an investment banker. Letter of intent. Let me think how I want to say that. Let's see how I have said it. Let's try to... They get a little ugly now, which is why I want to drag you through these. Let's say the letter of intent shows the details of my proposed stock offering. I have to file a letter of intent saying how much stock I'm going to issue, what it's worth in the company, what I expect in the way of dividends. So all that information about my IPO goes in something called the letter of intent. Similar to that is a registration statement. The registration statement is something we file with the SEC, but it gives more information than just about that stock release. It gives far more comprehensive information, more fuller information about my company in general. So if I'm filing the information about the stock release is the letter of intent. The information about my company and my corporation is the registration statement. Now the next four are very specialized ways to release stock. Frankly, these are a little bit dated. They change all the time. Lawyers are always coming up with new methods of these and having the legislators come up with new rules, new regulations. But to look at these four and to use them for terms, think of them this way. The first one, Regulation SB. Notice the SB stands for small business. All of these are like simplified registration processes, way to register my company and my stock sales. But this is for small companies that want to make public stock offerings. Think small businesses that want to do public stock offerings. SCOR, the next one. This is for small companies that have a $1 million capital ceiling. So for small companies that want to raise less than $1 million, they can use the SCOR procedures, less than $1 million. Section 4.6, let's think of this as small companies that want to sell stock only to specific investors. Think accredited investors. Your phrase should be accredited investors. That's Section 4.6. And finally, the last one, Rule 147, that's for intrastate small businesses. Small businesses that want to do business within a state. Not interstate, but intrastate, within a state. So how do these four play again? Regulation SB, just think small companies to issue stock. SCOR, think that restriction of $1 million. Section 4.6, think accredited investors. And Rule 147, think intrastate businesses. And with that, you should be fine for this chapter. Thank you very much. Work hard on studying these terms.